Was Shakespeare a plagiarist? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Thomas Olson, associate professor and chair of the English department at SUNY New Paltz, discusses how the fabled author remixed others' works to create his masterpieces.
Tomorrow is St. George's Day. St. George is the patron saint of the English nation, famous for killing dragons and rescuing maidens. But April 23rd is also the death day and coincidentally, possibly also the birthday of England's patron saint of literature, William Shakespeare. In fact, tomorrow is the 400th anniversary. What better time to remember Shakespeare's achievements and to consider the nature of his creativity? In my years of studying, teaching, and writing about Shakespeare, I've become more and more interested in how he ransacked the literature of his age, stealing storylines and characters from other authors and remaking their works. Neither Hamlet nor King Lear, Brutus nor Caesar, Romeo nor Juliet were his original creations. He took their stories and almost all his stories from previously published or already performed works. He was a Renaissance remix artist, perhaps the greatest ever. As George Bernard Shaw once quipped, Shakespeare had a tremendous gift of telling a story, provided someone else told it to him first. But does a talent for remixing make him a plagiarist? Thankfully not. The work of literary scholars and cultural historians reveals that his age had nothing like our notion of intellectual property, or even authorship. It was a culture of copying. Literary artists achieved greatness not through originality, but by adding nuances and dimensions to already familiar stories. It was a culture that valued the twice or thrice told tale, and this is the great paradox of his genius, so long as it was creatively redone. And creatively done, his amazing body of works certainly is. Thanks, Will, for all those great remixes.
That was Thomas Olson of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. You nearly give me a heart attack. He's underneath the window. She's singing, Leela, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come."